tried to muzzle retribution with cash here and land there, hoping it'll see us through so that this generation, our generation, can keep on doing what white people have a tendency to do. But we're not just gonna shed our skin, begin anew, begin again. No, we haven't outgrown our history yet. Here we are, still a perfect fit in that blue pinstripe suit with blood and oil stains all over it.
When a rare day on the schoolyard, when the bully gets sucker punched, and what a blow to the ego it must have been, when he could not even see who it was. Now all the kids who have been picked up, they're living in fear. Suddenly they find themselves grinning sea to sea and ear to ear.
The land of the brave and the home of the free. We're still robbing the ghetto, and we're branding it, and we're selling it to the suburbs for $85.93. This is before taxes, of course, which have just been raised, because we need to help fight terrorism, and we're trying to preserve what's being called democracy. Well, forgive me for being so cynical, but I don't get it. I can't seem to see how it is that a new SUV and Tommy Hilfiger are gonna keep this first world nation fancy free. How is all that spending going to keep us fancy free? When there are still so many black people that are pissed at us, and there's still so many Latino people and Asian people and Native American people who have no reason at all to trust us. And the Middle East is fed right up. Cuba, they just think we're all nuts. And here I am in my white skin, privileged, and bouncing from hemisphere to hemisphere thinking, where would I like to be today? Where can I find peace and safety? Do they even exist anymore? If they do, I think every human spirit deserves to live under those conditions, but I'm afraid that the West has an agenda to start World War III.
When a rare day on the schoolyard, when the bully gets sucker punched, and what a blow to the ego it must have been, when he could not even see who it was. Now all the kids who have been picked up, they're living in fear. Suddenly they find themselves grinning sea to sea and ear to ear.
Australia is tying the US troops' laces. In Canada, we have a history, a long history, of adding our 18-year-old faces. In Britain, they're begging to be the best man while the US continues down that aisle of destruction. And if the government doesn't do it first, I personally think the Mama Earth will. She's gonna evict us all because we haven't paid the rent, and we've trashed this place nearly beyond repair. And for once in my little life, I have to admit, I'm scared. Every time I look at a newspaper, and every time I turn on the TV, I'm reminded they think we're sheep. They are trying to sell us fear, and they're disguising it so cleverly as patriotism. They're hoping we're gonna work ourselves into a little tizzy. And in our tizzy, we're not gonna notice that we've been systematically stripped of every single one of our civil liberties. Well, I'm insulted. I'm insulted that they think you and I are this stupid. And I'm insulted that they're trying to teach us how to hate. But maybe in one little way it's working. Because I've worked myself into quite a state, and I am pissed off right through to my core. I'm pissed off with millions and millions and millions and millions and millions more. And we're saying, in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom, in the name of liberation, you might declare it a war. But it's not in my name. Not now. Not ever. It's not in my name. Not like this. Never.
When a rare day on the schoolyard, when the bully gets sucker punched, and what a blow to the ego it must have been, when he could not even see who it was. Now all the kids who have been picked up, they're living in fear. Suddenly they find themselves grinning sea to sea and ear to ear. It was a rare day on the schoolyard, 'cause the bully got sucker punched,